Welcome. Today we're discussing some top-tier web design principles. It's all about creativity, folks, and remember, creativity is a process, not just a light bulb moment.
Exactly. It's about connecting ideas, not necessarily coming up with something entirely new. This video emphasizes building on what already exists.
Right. Like, good design is about less design. Streamline it. Focus on essential features, make them user-friendly, and ditch the clutter. Less is more, people.
So true. A common mistake is getting bogged down in the how. How wide should this be? How should I design that button? The video suggests starting with the what. What's the website's core function? Start small. A heading, input field, and a button. Often that's all you need.
I see. Interesting. Our brains crave simplicity. Make it scannable. The video talks about using the laws of similarity and proximity, grouping elements effectively using shape, size, color, and spacing.
Gestalt theory in action. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The design should be instantly understandable, then the details come later. It reinforces that simplicity rule.
Got it. And spacing? Super important, more than you think. Users scan the whole UI first. Start with lots of spacing, then refine.
That makes so much sense. The video suggested using a design system, especially for complex sites. Even a simple system with defined elements can be a lifesaver. It doesn't have to be overly complicated.
Absolutely. Consistent spacing values, divisible by 4. The video mentioned using rem units for flexibility, and setting values as variables is genius.
For real, it lets you tweak things easily. Same for fonts and colors. Pick a few key values, set them globally. Don't overthink the color psychology, just make it legible and not overwhelming.
Hierarchy is king. Emphasize key elements with size, weight, and color, subtly. What's the first thing a user looks for? Make that pop.
Like the title. But to make it stand out, you might need to de-emphasize other things. It's all about that visual hierarchy. Zoom out and check if the important stuff jumps out.
Right. And sometimes H3 might need to be bigger than H2, depending on the context. Don't be afraid to break the rules. Context is everything.
But don't overdo it. It's a fine line. Adding depth with shadows and gradients, carefully used accent colors, these can add personality without creating chaos.
Cards for bland elements. Nice touch. Where do these ideas come from? The video talks about a process. Know the basics. Find inspiration. Mobbin got a shout out. Let ideas simmer. Don't fall in love with your design. Get feedback and iterate.
I love that. Step away, let the subconscious work its magic. It's okay if the first few attempts aren't perfect. Just keep creating, testing, and refining, and don't forget to take care of yourself. Stress and lack of sleep are creativity killers.
So true. Finish something. Get it out there. Don't get caught in the planning loop forever. Keep creating, keep refining your process. That's the key takeaway here, folks. Thanks for joining us today.
Goodbye.